from her life and from the extraordinary and moving reaction to her death. I share in your determination to cherish her memory. This is also an opportunity for me, on behalf of my family, and especially Prince Charles and William and Harry, to thank all of you who have brought flowers, sent messages, and paid your respects in so many ways to a remarkable person. These acts of kindness have been a huge source of help and comfort. Our thoughts are also with Diana's family and the families of those who died with her. I know that they too have drawn strength from what has happened since last weekend, as they seek to heal their sorrow and then to face the future without a loved one. I hope that tomorrow we can all, wherever we are, join in expressing our grief at Diana's loss and gratitude for her all too short life. It is a chance to show to the whole world the British nation united in grief and respect. May those who died rest in peace, and may we, each and every one of us, thank God for someone who made many, many people happy.
They regarded her as one of the people. She was the people's princess. And that's how she will stay, how she will remain in our hearts and in our memories forever.
She was the people's princess who single-handedly put the magic back into the fading British monarchy. Diana Frances, daughter of the 8th Earl of Spencer, grew up on the royal family's Althorp estate in Norfolk, England. Born on July 1, 1961, she was a quiet, thoughtful girl who loved to swim, dance, and ride across the rolling green hills of her homeland on her Shetland pony. Turbulence, however, entered her young life when her parents divorced, leaving a fragile, sensitive 8-year-old feeling rejected and abandoned. Diana spent much of her adolescence channeling her pain into helping others, visiting the disabled, comforting the aging, and caring for needy children, thus laying the foundation for her future work as a worldwide advocate for human rights. A lover of fairy tales, the young Lady Diana dreamed of one day marrying a prince. Fate seemingly intervened, however, bringing Prince Charles up to Althorp for a shooting competition in late 1977, where he was smitten by his 16-year-old distant cousin, and their courtship quietly began. The pair was wed on July 29, 1981, at London's St. Paul's Cathedral, much to the roaring approval of the entire world, who sensed that Britain's beloved, though much maligned monarchy, was on the brink of an extraordinary chapter in its vaunted history. Those early days found a hungry public falling in love with their enchanting future queen. Diana quickly displayed a singular glamour, tempered by a down-to-earth style that won her universal respect and lifted the spirits of all who met her. The princess quickly made good on her royal duties, providing the throne with two future heirs in William and Harry. The idyllic slice of Camelot, it seemed, had settled over the beleaguered House of Windsor. By 1986, however, it all started to fall apart. Charles admitted infidelity.